This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning, you're on Love Keras with Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And it's lovely to see you and lovely to hear you. And today I'm joined by Jenna Jensen. Hello, how are you doing, Jenna?
I'm good, thank you.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, it's excited. Yes, we've been on each other for a little, getting to know each other for a little while.
Yeah.
Now it's been a bit of an adventure through the markets and everything like that, eh?
Yeah, quite quickly. I've only just started with a couple of these markets, the Wellness Fair and the Stratford Spiritual Market. And yeah, all of a sudden just meeting some really wonderful people, and it's really lovely atmosphere and everything. So,
and that's what I love about you. Yeah, well, of course, it's a bonus to meet each other, and that's what I love about doing the markets. To me, it's like, you know, because we're both self-employed, we both run our own team, but it's nice to have comrades to just rub shoulders with and have a little chat.
Oh, has some awesome conversations, and it's a nice little time out for me as well, that I just have a break and stay in one spot.
And I
enjoy that part of it too, regardless of how well the market goes. So,
excellent. Mm-hmm. Tell me more about your business.
So I have a little side hustle that I would call it, Hexaria Aromatherapy. So I started that business sort of when I was doing my aromatherapy training back when I was living in Australia. And because you kind of had to create your own little business in that training. So I started that, and then I became a mum, and it kind of went on the back burner. And we moved back to New Zealand and stuff, and I've just started to get back into it. But the kind of what it's all about really is I make products, I make skincare, I make aromatherapy products, and I'm really passionate about herbal teas.
Yeah.
What I kind of do is I am making products for myself and my family, and I think, oh, I might as well make a small batch.
Yeah.
To see if anyone else is interested, friends and family. And I have to keep my hands busy and do something creative, so I might as well try to make money or save money while I do that. So, and I'm really passionate about, obviously, natural products and products that are good for your health and well-being.
Absolutely.
Within reason.
Yes,
it's all about finding that balance. And so I like to try to make everything from scratch to reduce my waste and my impact. And so buying ingredients in bulk and then making it into products saves me money and saves waste.
Yes.
And then if I really fall in love with a product, I think I might as well keep this available.
Yeah.
So, and I do have a website, so that when, you know, friends of friends tell people about my products, they have somewhere to go.
To
actually look.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Yeah, because if you don't know me, I'm Keras. I'm a body worker and massage therapist, a reader. I've also got my own deck of oracle cards. And I've also been before I left New Zealand to go back to Wales, I used to have my own product range at all as well. And I used to love being able to get my hands in and make those products, just because it's just so beneficial for everybody.
Yeah. And I was I'm a hairdresser by trade, so I was always had my hands busy when I was working. So, and obviously in the beauty industry as well, but yeah, I kind of moved on from that. I still do some hairdressing at home every now and then for friends and family. So
that's good to know.
Everyone goes, oh, I didn't know that. And I'm like, oh no.
I'm always open to call her.
yeah, the old kitchen haircut. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, and I do still love hairdressing, and I get the urge every now and then to get my hands into it, and you know, also make a little bit of money doing something that you love. So, yeah, I think that comes down to what I do now is it's just a way for me to keep my hands busy and create magic is what Xeria is all about.
I love the name as well.
Yeah, it means witchcraft in Danish.
Nice.
So I have Danish ancestry, so I kind of found that name. And I just think there's magic in everyone. And everyone's creating magic in all of the things they do, whether you're an engineer or a teacher or a chef.
Yep.
And what you do, it's all creating magic.
Oh, we are magic. We're all part of a little magic bubble. And it's sometimes just got to pop it to let it out, eh?
Yeah, very unique to being a human being is how much we have an urge to create. Gardeners, builders, all of it.
Yeah.
It's all very, you know, it just amazes me what human beings create.
Really? Yes. Yeah. And this, creation is everything. I'm very artistic and crafty, and that's where I really get into my soul desires is when I'm making.
Yeah, and that's what I think. At the markets, when I'm there, I'm around all of the people that I can tell are just like me that just have to do something creative.
Yes.
And keeping their hands busy, and they're watching TV, and they're making, you know, jewellery and things. So it's very relatable that to know that I'm not the only one that is just this crazy craft person.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's lots of markets going on. So the Stratford one is normally monthly. The Wellness Fair in Inglewood. And she's starting on the 6th of December, one in Bell Block 2. So that's another one we can go and hang out and play.
Yeah, and it's great because it's indoors, so there's no stress about the weather. I don't have to be there super early. And obviously we know in Taranaki our weather is quite, four seasons, especially in spring. So, yeah, that makes it really, really convenient.
It does. It does. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for telling me a little bit about yourself. And do you have a song that you'd like to play right now?
Yes. So the first song I thought of was Lucky Man by The Verve.
Nice. What does that song mean to you?
One, obviously I love the way it sounds, and it's also got special because my partner can play it on guitar and he just often gets the guitar out and just plays. But when I hear that song, I think about how lucky I am.
Yeah.
And just with my friends and my family and my life and the country I live in, and I just can't believe how lucky I am. And so I think about that a lot.
I
hear that song.
Yeah. Oh, let's listen to it right now. Excuse me for the singing.
Happiness something in my own place. I'm steady naked, smiling, I feel no disgrace with who I am. Happiness coming and going. I watch you look at me, watch my feet are growing. I know just who I am. And how many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to run? All the love I have is in my mind. I hope you understand. I hope you understand. Something in my liberty. Happiness coming and going. I watch you look up and watch my fever growing. I know on my mind. On my mind. On my mind. Something in my liberty. It's just a change in me. Something in my liberty. It's just a change in me. Something in my liberty.
Song. I love that song. That's an oldie,
yeah.
Very 90s? Special. Something like maybe. That. Around well, like I came over here in the year 2000 and it was just about hitting the trails then, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful song. Beautiful. Gives me chills straight away.
And I love listening to happy songs.
Yeah. And it's still moody. I'm very into a lot of moody, you know, heavy, melancholy kind of songs, but it's very happy, but it has that moody vibe to it, which I love.
I like it. Thank you. Mm. Ah, so tell me, what got you into doing what you do then? What was your initial?
Well, so back when I was living in Australia, I started to really get into this movement of trying to live as zero waste as possible, so reducing the amount of waste you create. It was a way for me to do my part for the environment. And when I was living in Australia, they had a shop there that was a zero waste bulk food store, kind of like Binnin.
Yes.
It was volunteer run, and so I started volunteering there. I was still hairdressing, and I really got into, buying in bulk, really got into... I was already, loved drinking herbal tea, but I got into, the loose leaf tea. So I also really got into making a lot more food from scratch. So, and what I learned from reducing my waste, it actually made me feel healthier.
Yeah.
Because I was eating healthier naturally. Reduced the amount of, sort of stuff in the home, like chemical products and everything, because making everything from scratch, basically. So that's when I met another woman who was volunteering there, and she was a naturopath, a young, beautiful woman, and she already had a business similar to the business that I've got now. And I kind of jumped on board with her business. And we made more products and we relaunched, and I learned a lot from her. So that's when it all sort of started. And because of COVID, that kind of fell apart. She moved away, and then I got pregnant, and that's when I discovered I really wanted to study aromatherapy. I learned that I really had a passion for the scents and using essential oils. So I studied it, and yeah, it just went from there. And then we moved back to New Zealand, had another baby, and yeah, so that's when I've just started to get back into it. But yeah, I'm also into sort of gardening and growing herbs and plants and things like that. So it's always a progression.
Natural medicine is a lot of people don't understand it. Like where I come from in the Rhondda Valley in Wales, everything is about doctors and prescriptions and pharmaceuticals. And coming to New Zealand was where I started learning about natural medicine. And it's, I try not to touch a pharmaceutical if I can possibly help it these
days.
Have
it as a last resort.
A very last resort.
And it's kind of what I love about it is to use both together, so long as it's safe, so long as, you know, the natural medicine isn't going to affect the pharmaceuticals. But when you're maxed out on those pharmaceuticals, when you're maxed out on the cold and flu and medicine drugs, you can kind of head towards using some natural remedies as well. And especially with having little ones, so like me having two little ones, and there's a lot of things that they can't have. And there's a lot of natural medicine that they can't have either. But there is some that they can. So I was trying to find, you know, making aromatherapy products that were safe for them, safe for the whole family, and that would help them with those things when they can't have those pharmaceuticals that are not safe for babies little children. So it's good to use them both, you know. I don't want to demonize one or the other. And you know, modern Western medicine is amazing. It was so amazing.
It definitely has its need.
And natural medicine has been around for a lot longer. A lot longer. So, and a lot of Western medicine is natural based. You know, everything is chemicals. And I do try to promote a lot of safety around natural medicine, and that things like essential oils aren't natural. They are also man-made. And there are precautions, and things can go wrong with them if you're not careful. They're generally pretty safe, but I don't want people to, you know, cause themselves rashes or, you know, vomiting, diarrhea, all those sorts of things that can happen.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, that's basically what Hexeria is all about. And I do offer things like packaging returns. So I take my bottles and things back and I can reuse them, or just take responsibility for the waste that I've created. Or people can reuse the packaging. And I do local delivery, mostly to pretty much everywhere in Taranaki. Things like that, just to, help out with that sort of thing. And price point as well. I like to keep my margins low so that people can afford it and everyone can enjoy these types of products.
Because that's the main thing that people are thinking about at the moment is their pockets.
It's so hard, So I do a lot of things on social media that are more around reducing your waste and saving money in the kitchen. So not just with herbal medicine, but with just cooking in general. And even in the beauty realm as well, like homemade masks and things that you can make at home to save you to save yourself money. Because it's a massive thing at the moment for most of us.
Get the old wrinkles ironed out now and again,
Yeah, and I mean, it's going to happen no matter what, and I do try to remember that if you are getting wrinkles and you're getting old, it means you're alive. And that is the biggest blessing of all. So just to remember that every time you feel like it, you're like, oh, I'm getting so old, you go, oh, yes, I'm alive. Awesome.
There's another story to tell, Excellent. Yes, definitely. We're all getting on, and adventure is the biggest part of life, and evolution is the only thing that is inevitable as well. I hear you talk about your two little ones. How old are your babies?
So about 4.5 and 2.5.
Oh, beautiful age.
So I'm still at the early stages, but also it's been a huge part of my life. It feels like it's gone very fast, but it's been forever kind of thing. My whole life before that just feels like a dream. It's
I
just
know.
A big
what
blur.
What did we do before children come along?
Yeah, and obviously I'm a bit older, so... and my partner, our age is pretty common these days to start having children, but still I spent a lot of time being an adult and enjoying all of my freedom before I had kids. So it was a big shock to the system.
It is. I'm also an older parent. I was 42 finding out I was having my second, which was a bit of a surprise.
And isn't it amazes me how long women are fertile for.
Yeah.
For a very long time.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So I'm 38. So my first was born when I was 34. Yeah. Which is still young, but it definitely made me feel old instantly because I started thinking about the future a lot and thinking about the journey ahead of raising these children, and they are so young, and how old am I going to be when they're that old? And it's terrible because we just want to live in the present. And just not knowing what they're going to be like and what our relationship is going to be like. So... yeah, it's a wild ride, emotional roller coaster.
Totally is.
Yeah,
I've also got a 22. Well, she's 22 now next month, and my journey has been a bit of a crazy one. So my daughter was an IVF baby.
Oh yeah.
So as far as I knew, I couldn't have children.
Yeah.
And so I was living the freestyle life for a bit of a while. And then all of a sudden finding out I was pregnant again when she was 13 years old was a hell of a shock.
Yeah, because you were thinking that that wasn't going to be possible.
As far as I knew, I was scot-free, you know. I could do whatever I wanted and I didn't have to worry too much.
And the body is amazing.
Absolutely.
And that's quite a common story of people going through IVF and then so they think that getting pregnant will be very, very hard and then they get pregnant like that.
But again, see, another part of that is, you know, the menopause. Okay?
Yes.
Because be careful what you wish for. My sister was also 42 having her last child. It seems to be for women, this is something that is very little talked about, okay?
Yeah.
So anybody out there coming to this age, be careful. The body seems to give it one last shot.
Just release what's left. Release all of the eggs at once.
Give it one more try. And that, so it's an incredible phenomenon.
Yeah, it's a wild ride as well. And a lot on my mind at the moment is perimenopause and menopause. I'm starting to sort of prep and think about those kind of things and taking care of my health and well-being so I can manage those stages.
I
have four older sisters.
Yes.
So I'm very lucky that I can just go to them they can tell me all of the advice and things, like what have I got ahead, because they're going to have to go through it all before me, fortunately for them. But so I can look to them for advice and wisdom and stuff. So, very passionate about living healthy lifestyle, but also enjoying life.
Yeah,
not going too crazy down there, but
the thing is, life is, like I say, go with the flow and take each day as they come, and that's what I've learned through my experiences. It doesn't what a big joke. Yeah, if you want to make God laugh, tell her your plans. because everything will turn upside down before you know it.
And that's what you learn through having kids, is how you look at them and how different their lives are. Even though you're living in the same house, they've got a whole different life going on. There's lots of things that don't apply to them at all.
Yeah.
And they are so present.
Absolutely.
They don't think about the past. They don't think about the future.
No, it's just now.
And I find that very inspiring. They are the greatest teachers, they say. So I'm glad that I decided to have them, and so that I could grow and learn from them.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, enjoy them. Young uns are here. And they do say having children at an older age keep us young. So I'm looking forward to celebrating my centenary.
Maybe that was something they just made up to make us feel better.
Maybe.
But yeah, apparently it does something with your body that women that become mothers older live longer.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Apparently, I was arguing that the other day.
But I only want to live long so long as I can keep up and I've got my health as much as I can control of that behind me. There's no point in living for a really long time if you can't enjoy life.
This is true. This is true. And that's why it's important for me to do the best I can. I'm lucky doing the job I do. If I break myself, I tend to know how to fix myself. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And stuff like that. And the same with you, with your beautiful remedies and potions. If there's something going wrong, you know what you need to help you through that.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about being human in this day and age. That we have got access to those availabilities.
And that's self-education.
Yeah.
Like, the more you educate yourself and, you know, learn things, and I find lots of things that are free.
You
know, podcasts, for example, there's people that are professionals in their field that are giving free advice.
Absolutely.
And I love that, as well as just books and access to all of the things online, so long as it's legitimate.
Yes.
Yeah, we can teach ourselves and we can learn from others as well. And
And that's why I'm so grateful to Access Radio Taranaki giving me the opportunity to do this as well, because for me, it's all about sharing the love, you know. For our listener out there, they might be, I need to see somebody, I need to speak to somebody, and then they'll hear your amazing voice and it's like, I want to talk to you.
It might resonate. Everyone has different experiences. Yeah,
the people who need to hear these words will actually catch on and find out. And also, what I'd like to do as well is, I've got social media and you've got social media, so when people want to contact you, I'll put a post up on my social media and I'll tag you so everybody can all connect and get the well-being going.
Yeah, I love that. And helping other people is such a good way to feel good.
Yes.
And it's a free antidepressant kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And we can only control so much. So you focus on the things that you can control, and the rest you just have to surrender and let it happen.
Yeah.
So I've learnt that helping other people, and it doesn't have to be big, be small things, and caring about other people is such a good way to feel good about yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's free.
Absolutely. So that's a lovely little segment. Thank you so much, Jenna. I enjoyed chatting then. And we're going to play another song now. Would you like to share another piece of your favourite music?
So I've chosen Gravity by A Perfect Circle.
Nice.
Find my
think I've heard that song before. Gravity, that was really cool.
It's a beautiful song. Another one. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminds me to surrender and, you know, to gravity and, yeah, and that sort of way that I needed to hear.
And that's the whole thing about life in general is, you know, whatever brings you up is inside you, isn't yeah. it? Gravity is always going to pull you down.
Yeah, and just surrendering to life and things not going my way. And I learned that through having kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is a word that I always say to people as an advice if someone's becoming a new parent.
Yes.
That don't fight the babies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're in control, and as soon as you surrender, it'll all go right.
It totally does. You can never plan children. That's one thing I'm certain.
Yes. You know, focus on the things that you definitely can control and let the rest play out.
Yes.
Yeah. Flows a lot more better, so
let it go. Right, yeah. shall we do a little bit of a card reading then?
Yeah.
Have you got any cards with you?
Yes. So I've got the Celtic Tree Oracle.
Oh, they're
brought this a while ago, back when I was in Australia.
Yeah,
they were
yeah.
the ones that I wanted to go for. Obviously, love trees, love nature.
Those. They're beautiful.
Yeah. I don't get them out enough.
It's amazing how much insight you can get when you're not, you know. So I'm going to be using my cards, A Peace of Mind, an Intuitive Healing Process. And these cards came out when I was actually in quite a tower moment, we say, in my life. I was going through a really traumatic time. I had one child in Wales. I had one child in New Zealand.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. The world completely fell over for me during COVID. I lost everybody, including the people I thought that I'd never lose.
Mm.
And I just asked my angels, my guides, whatever you want to call them, it's all the same thing. I said, help me. I just need to have my babies back together.
Yeah, and that's all. You need some guidance.
Yeah.
And however people find that guidance, that might help them give a little bit of fuel, a little bit of motivation.
Absolutely.
When, things are rock bottom and chaos.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
When you've got nobody else to turn to, the only place you can turn is within.
Yeah.
And you have to trust yourself more than anything else.
Yeah.
So they started giving me pictures, and one picture turned into 8 pictures, into 18 pictures, turned into 50 into a deck of cards.
Mm.
And yes, people, you know, some people look through these photos and they don't even need the guidebook. They literally say what they do on the tin.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You just feel the energy from those cards. Mm. So I'm gonna give it a bit of a shuffle for the general collective now, and maybe this is for you, maybe this is for me, maybe if this is for whoever's listening right now, we'll see what's coming out. The first card to come out. Till death do us part. Now that's a very interesting card, that one. It sounds, you know, it could sound quite creepy, but it's not meant to be creepy, because I believe this physical being we're all sitting in right now is nothing but a meat wagon, a meat machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally what drives us around, because who we are is what's inside.
Yeah. Well, they say we're just a vessel.
That's it. That little spark of God. Mm. Yeah. There's a little spark of God within all of us. Whatever you want to name him, I call mine Frank.
Yeah.
Because he is very frank. And when I allow Frank to speak, I just open my mouth and let the words fall out. Because I know that he's only given the best of intentions and for the best of the best possible outcome for all concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah? So right. You have to believe as well that once this, you know, what's inside you, it's you know, if you believe in reincarnation, it's that lifetime that carries on and on and on and on and on. So even to the very, very first incarnations, which we call star seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah? If you've ever heard of star seeds, That's the very first incarnations, and the planet was blown up, so that heap of souls had to go and find another planet to sit on. And then they came and mingled with the creatures from that planet, and then they intermingled with the other one. And as time flew down, it became the human race.
Mm.
But inside all of us, we've all got that spark of God, that spark of creation, which has got so much history inside their mindsets.
Mm.
It's incredible.
And everything is connected and is energy.
Yeah.
That's what I feel anyway. And, you know, all everything, trees, everything that's living, Absolutely. It's all just, it dies, but it's still here in a way and all a part of us.
And it's nothing. I love to give a tree a hug, and feel its heartbeat. I just love to go on a nice sunny day. Just go to the park, and just go and find a tree, and just give it a big old hug, and just melt into its.
Yeah, trunk. Just be present and just think, forget everything else for a little bit, and just focus on. I when I look at trees, I focus on just how long they've been there. Just in that one place and all of the things that have happened and gone on around them they're just still there. That's what I think about when I look at a tree, and it's just a way of being present and kind of going, you know, away with the fairies.
I'm often away with the fairies. They're my best mates. And the second card that came out is all about connection as well. So I believe this little reading here is asking you to connect with who you really are and love yourself first for everything that involves.
Be your best friend.
Yeah. Because it's your head, you've got to live in it.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody's being mean to you, you can walk away. But when you're being mean to yourself, that's a bit tricky. It's a bit difficult to walk away from your own mindset.
Mm.
So loving yourself first, putting all that energy into being the best possible version of you that you can be. And do you know what? If that treads on some people's toes, so be it. As long as you're not doing it through a malicious...
Yeah, cause no harm.
Yeah.
As long as you're doing it's harmless.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Cool.
Yeah, love that.
So that's my little reading today. Would you like to shuffle yours?
So I decided to go for... My deck has a card that relates to each month or a portion of each month. So for this time, we've got between September the 21st to October the 17th. And it's the Hawthorn. I don't know how to pronounce that. You probably...
Hawth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this card is about cleansing and purification, chastity, abstinence... I don't know that word. Sabbatical,
yeah.
Yeah, preparation, magic, protection of the sacred marriage. So this card is all about, it's appropriate because it's for the Southern Hemisphere. It's springtime. It's all about cleansing what's going on in your mind, cleansing what's going on in the home, having a good clear out, spring clean, let go of old stories that are painful, forgive. You are encouraged to set aside quiet time and go within. So it is quite, I think, appropriate for the conversation that we've been having about, you know, letting go of emotions and what doesn't serve you. And I love to clean. So it's, you know, to have a clean space to anything that's going to, you know, cause more distraction, and whether that be in your mind or in your home or in your environment, just to try to simplify and, you know, be able to be more present.
Yeah.
So I think that's what that's all about. So I love that.
That's beautiful. Especially right now, you know, this time of year, spring cleaning and taking away the old and bringing in the new, planting seeds.
Yeah, or making room for new.
Yeah.
Can't make room for new things to come in if you just fall and you're too busy and too cluttered.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything. So, yeah, it's lovely.
Awesome. Thank you, Jenna. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And we'll round that up with one more song. Have you got another song that you'd like to share?
I'm going to choose Fearless by Pink Floyd.
Oh, Fearless. Thank you.
So I love the song. Pink Floyd is one of my favourite bands, and I love the song title just to remind you to be fearless and live life to the fullest.
Yeah.
And again, another beautiful sounding song.
Yes.
So enjoy.
Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
thank you for that. And just a reminder, you're listening to Love Carers on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And today I'm joined with Jenna Jensen, and we've been having a lovely conversation. Pink Floyd, Feel Us, that was a beautiful song. Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And yeah, it's coming to the end now as time is to wrap up and roll on. So I just appreciate your time and coming to have a chat with me, and all the chatting in the background as well. God.
Yeah, that was where the real good chats came. Yeah. So we're like, oh, we should be recording this, damn.
We should be.
Yeah, but I hope everyone enjoyed that are listening and got something out of it. And if you want to reach out, if that spoke to you or some way that I can help, or I'm always happy and super honoured when people want my advice or something, anything. Yeah.
And if you're on social media, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, even the old TikTok if you're that way inclined. So Love Carers. And it's got beautiful, well, it's me. It's got my profile, it's got my picture. But, yeah, if you want to get in touch with Jenna, I will be posting up, and I'll be linking Jenna and her pages to the post. So you can just hop on and have a look, see what you feel like.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from you. Yeah. What you think.
And, yeah, so that's the end. We'll wrap it up today now and say thank you very much for listening. And I hope you all have a wonderful week. Love you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.